Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Xavier Walton's on a line, national correspondent for News Nation. Xavier, this is John Williams, and you're on WGN in Chicago. How are you?
John, good morning. Well, I had to look at the forecast in Chicago. Here in Austin, it's almost 80 degrees. There, it's about 40. So I think I'm doing all right. I think I'm doing all right after the Texas primary. Things are heating up.
What a terrible way to start this conversation. Why would you say such a thing, sir?
You know, perspective matters. So when I say things are heating up here in Texas and Texas politics, literally and figuratively, things are heating up, John.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why we called you. I know it is because, you know, Chicago isn't Texas. We really don't care except that Texas was shipping us a bunch of Venezuelans last year, but never mind that. But the folks were very interested in both the Republican and Democrat primaries down there. So just give me the headline, first of all. What happened on the Republican side?
Okay, so let's talk Republican side, Texas GOP. I mean, we kind of knew this was going to happen, but we had incumbent Senator John Cornyn. I mean, he is seeking his fifth term. He's been in office since 2002. Hotly contested race against Texas Attorney General right now, Ken Paxton. But those guys, we knew that it was going to be a runoff. We just had a feeling. Reason why, we had Congressman Wesley Hunt also in the race.
Yeah.
He only got about 13% of the vote last night or yesterday. The other two, I mean, we're talking razor-thin margins, 42% to nearly 41% for Paxton. So he's very close behind. So now they're going to a runoff. That's May 26th, so the action is not over. Here's the thing. It's really, really interesting. This was the most expensive Senate primary in U.S. history. Cornyn alone, he spent nearly $72 million, and he has a razor-thin margin lead over Attorney General Ken Paxton. So that's going to be interesting, especially considering Ken Paxton's, I'm going to say, his reputation. He's had a bit of a rocky reputation here as of late, the last few years.
He was impeached by his own party.
Exactly. Although that was, he was acquitted, but still. And then now there's a messy divorce. And here in Texas, you can't turn on the TV without these attack ads. And that one is front and center, going after
Ken Paxton. Paxton and the political lay of the land is that Cornyn is actually, by MAGA and Republican standards these days, a little moderate. He's able to push back and has on occasion against Trump, although as the election ramped up, he got closer and closer to messaging that he was aligned with the MAGA movement. But Ken Paxton, make no mistake about it, he's Donald Trump's guy. So you have MAGA with, if you will, Paxton, and then maybe a more moderate take on Donald Trump's presidency and the MAGA movement in John Cornyn. And Cornyn is the longstanding, very safe, one would think, incumbent. So I think it's very interesting to see how Republicans in your state are deciding to go. Do we stay the course and go Paxton? Or if we really want to win this thing, we probably should just pull back a little bit. That would be a vote for Cornyn. Is that a fair assessment?
You hit it right on the head, hit the nail on the head. And the interesting thing is, I just mentioned all that money, right? The most spent in primary history, you got nearly $72 million. But the thing that Paxton had, it wasn't necessarily the money. And even though he has a poor reputation, he is in lockstep with pretty much everything this administration, the Trump administration, is doing and saying. And so much so, he's likened himself on the campaign trail to President Trump after being impeached. So I think that's where, you know, Cornyn is throwing out all this money, but then Paxton has, the MAGA Republicans who are on his side, and it's making up for the difference. And that's why, I mean, it is close. I mean, when you look at some of these votes, I mean, it is amazing to see how close it is. That's why now that Wesley Hunt out of the race, we're going to a runoff. It'll be really interesting to see who prevails.
Interesting.
And remember,
to see.
Trump hasn't endorsed either of them.
How interesting to see that that third individual, Hunt, gets 13% of the vote. I wonder if that says something about the electorate's happiness with either of these candidates. But let's just move to the Democrat side for a minute, because if you were going to fight fire with fire, you would want to put Jasmine Crockett on the Democrat side up against a Ken Paxton. That would be two firebrands. Crockett will take shots left and right at Trump, the administration, the MAGA movement, his secretaries of everything, all of the cabinet members. And then you have this guy that we only recently discovered up here. Maybe you know a lot about James Tallarico, but tell us a little bit about the Democrat candidates.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
So that's very interesting. And I think if you had Paxton and Crockett, there would be a lot of fireworks in May, ahead of May, as opposed to fireworks on the 4th of July. But with that said, Tallarico, young guy, honestly, when you look at the big picture, Democrats haven't won a statewide race. The date is like 1994. I got to look at his birth date, but I don't know if he was actually born the last time Democrat actually won a state race. But very much so, he put on pause. You know, he was going to seminary school, very close to the middle, a moderate, if you will. So different in approach than, say, a Jasmine Crockett, who you mentioned being a firebrand. And you know, you know her from her back and forth with their colleagues on Capitol Hill. But with that said, Tallarico really has gotten a lot of momentum with his grassroots campaign. And also, we were looking at some of the data with the Latino vote, too. So we were interested to see how that played out. And it looks like he did well. His campaign did well. And because he's kind of more towards the middle, more moderate, he's able to, you know, sort of steal some Republicans who are kind of on the fence, who aren't necessarily happy with the way their party's going, as opposed to, say, Crockett would be, because she's a little further, more progressive on the left.
And he is the unusual Democrat in that he's leading with his faith. He quotes scripture, which is what we're used to seeing maybe with Republican candidates, not that often Democrat candidates. He's clean cut, and he was made famous. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, he was trailing Crockett sizably until the Stephen Colbert thing, right?
Last week, 2 weeks ago. Yeah, it really was amazing to watch it just kind of unfold and develop. I read something today, and I thought it was really insightful. It was like, you know, James Tallarico, not your father's Democrat. So exactly. I was like, oh, okay, that's an interesting way of putting it, because you're right. He's not the traditional Democrat people may be used to seeing. He does lean on his faith, and pretty much every one of his speeches that I've seen so far, there is some bit of that in them. And I think he's got this message of hope. So really, in the last few months, he's gotten a lot of momentum, and that momentum,
right,
it appears to have paid off, you know, on primary day here in Texas.
So is it safe to say that the ideal matchup that Democrats would want would be for Tallarico to win on their side and Paxton to win on the other side? The contrast would not be more stark, right?
It depends on who you ask, because Jasmine Crockett, some people will want to fight fire with fire. That's not necessarily how everyone wants to go about it. The thing with the Texas GOP, I was hearing from some of the circles that I'm in, you know, sourced with, they were saying they would have preferred Jasmine Crockett because they had, this is the Texas GOP, it would have been an easier path to victory. Where as opposed to Tallarico, it's going to be a little more difficult because some of the things that he says and the way he handles himself, it's a little closer to how a conservative Republican
exactly
might act.
Exactly.
So that's where they're, I think what I read earlier was Tallarico is the Texas GOP's nightmare becoming a reality, is what I was reading.
I saw somewhere that the Senate Republicans actually put money into Crockett's campaign so as to help her win, which is a trick that the governor of Illinois used in his last election. You help the candidate you think you can most easily beat for the other party. So if, and let's face it, good or bad, it's going to be Tallarico. So now the question is it going to be Cornyn or Paxton? Do you have a feel for that? How do you think the Republican runoff is going to shake out?
I think the important thing will be, you know, Wesley Hunt. We already talked about it. He got 13% of the vote. That's a pretty sizable chunk. Which way did the people who wanted for Hunt mm-hmm. go? So that'll be interesting to see. I don't know. I mean, you might as well flip a coin. It is. I will be honest. I am surprised. Let's say I'm shocked but not surprised at how close Paxton and Cornyn are with the numbers. The only reason I'm shocked because Cornyn spent so much money. And then you look at what Paxton spent, it's not even a fraction. And so when you put those two together and then you think, oh, my gosh, look how close the votes were. I mean, that's why I'm like, this is a coin flip. It can go either way. But I will say this, there's a little more risk with going with someone like Paxton if he does, you know, beat Cornyn, dethrone Cornyn, because his history, it's so rocky of a reputation.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, these attack ads, I'm sure, you know, Tallarico's team, they're putting together, they're already getting back to work because they're like, okay, here's what we can do for Paxton. Here's what we got to do for Cornyn. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Everything is bigger in Texas. That includes the drama unfolding here.
The senator and his allies spent more than $100 million to defeat Paxton, and that was for a primary. Boy, they're going to need more money still, and that's Xavier Walton, the national correspondent for News Nation. Xavier, we'll call you again. Thanks for your insight today. Very nice.
Oh, thank you for having me. Sorry about rubbing in the weather, too.
Yeah, I know.
I apologize.
We got off on a bad foot there, didn't we? All right. Thank you, sir.